Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold on to the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you.
Hiya, folks. You're listening to Two Men and the Mouse, episode 120 on the White Dragon Podcast Network, recorded live on September the 5th, 2016. This is your everyday guide to the magic of Walt Disney World and the larger Orlando universe beyond it. My name is Kevin Kessler, and I am joined this week, as always, by my good buddy, Peter Mandel.
Kevin Kessler, how are you?
Peter Mandel, I am good. How are you?
Oh, I like hearing that. There's some Labor Day spirits there.
Absolutely. No, I am like at level 6 million right now.
Nice.
Folks, we are two lifelong Disney fanatics who have managed to keep the magic of Disney alive in our lives every day, and we want to share that magic with you. So pull up the chair, gather the family, or pop in your favorite set of headphones, and let's experience the magic together. Pete!
What's going on, Kevin?
Pedro.
What's up?
I don't know why I just called you Pedro.
Some people call me Pedro. It's weird.
Do they?
Yeah.
Like people that come into the store, think your friend's like, Pedro! And you're just
like... there's one person who does it.
Like, he's not like a friend, though. He's like a customer.
No, I guess he's more of a friend than less of a customer, but it's weird, but it's okay.
Do people like skirt that boundary with you? Do they like they come in and they think they're your friend because they buy stuff from you, but like they're really not a friend?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, I mean, I am friends with a lot of the people in here. So
well,
like
yeah,
legit
how our friendship
friends.
Started.
Right. So it does become weird. Now there are people who maybe confuse the two, like I'm not really friends with them, but I mean, it's not. We have like a pretty decent community in here, so nothing too crazy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I always loved the cast of characters that come through Rogue Comics. Like, it was always fun to like sit there and just kind of interact with like all like the zany like cartoon characters that walk through your door.
It is. I can remember you came here one day, not to this store, but across the street, and I believe you were playing hooky from work. Can I say that?
Yeah, you could probably say.
And you hung out for the day. It is like, you know. Witnessing like what a day in the life is
it was
like.
I was like this could be a reality show.
I'm surprised it isn't.
Well, I mean, there's comic book men, but that's contrived.
Yeah, but this is like for real.
This is real life.
Yeah,
this is Rogue Comics. Anyway, so you having a magical week?
Yeah, not bad.
Kids going back to school
tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Kids down here have been back to school for a few weeks, so you've seen the lightening of the crowds a little bit, especially as far as the local front goes.
Right.
So, I mean, and all throughout the South, they go back usually in sometime in August. But today today's Labor Day. It marks the official end of the Disney like busy season. So I'm anticipating lower level crowds this year.
Okay.
It also begins, like, I'm pretty sure that around September is when the Brazilian tour groups kind of intensify, though.
Huh. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I believe that, because I don't ever go in the summer, and I always see a lot of Brazilian tour groups, so maybe that makes sense.
Okay, so, ready to get into the news this week?
Yes.
The news brought to you, as always, folks, by Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. So we got some worldwide news, and this is actually some worldwide news that fits in with kind of a current event going on.
Okay.
So if any, like, people have been making a lot of excuses lately to not go to Walt Disney World, I guess, because a lot of things that have been going on in the media, one of which is the Zika virus. So,
yes.
Yeah. Disney is doing its part to help combat the Zika virus. First of all, the Zika virus is transmitted by mosquitoes. And have you ever been bitten by a mosquito in Walt Disney World?
In Disney World, no, I don't think so.
Like, it's like there's a barrier that just kind of like keeps them out. I feel like Disney has a lot of mosquito preventative measures because Orlando is built on swampland, and swampland is notoriously ripe with mosquitoes. So Disney, I don't know what they do. I don't know if it's magic or if it's science, but they do something that keeps those mosquitoes from getting to the blood of you, Peter Mandel.
Right.
Right. So they are taking some extra precautions. There are, throughout all four parks, you will find mosquito repellent locations where you can douse yourself in mosquito repellent.
I saw that.
Yeah. Kind of interesting.
I also saw there was no mention of the word Zika.
Well, no, not on the signage. They don't want to scare people.
Right.
They want you to forget that Zika is a thing, but still protect yourself.
You know, I mean, it's pretty cool because it's, you know, a way to, I guess, help people alleviate their fears and protect themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, at the same time, I think you're probably all right either way.
Yep, absolutely. So, I mean, how do you, like, would you use that if you were there? Like, knowing what's going on in the media, would you make the kids, like oil up with the mosquito repellent?
It's interesting. I don't know. It's always, a great question.
Mosquito repellent always makes me think of 4th of July.
Yeah, me too.
Because we used to go to Nomahegan Park in Cranford, where there was all that still water.
Yeah.
So we'd, like, douse up in mosquito repellent. And you could almost, like, you breathe it in, and you could almost, like, taste it. It was then we used to use Skin So Soft, I remember. Or now it's just off. People mostly
use. Yeah, we use it, too. Like, even in the backyard on 4th of July, just because we're out all day.
Right. And
there's only so much citronelle you can burn.
Citronelle?
Citronella, it's like those candles. It keeps the mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe Disney is just like one big citronella candle.
That'd be cool.
It's like under the ground, and it's just kind of reverberating off of it.
That would work.
Would it work?
Yes.
All right. Maybe it'll work. Also, Disney is taking further precautions by filling in a lot of the standing water structures, like places where there's no, like, filtration, where there's no, like stream to the water, like... Something like River Country, for instance, that just sits there and it's just this empty, still basin of stagnant water. They are filling in a lot of the pools there in River Country.
Okay.
Rumor has it that River Country might reopen in some capacity, not as a water park, but as, like, kind of something to do with Fort Wilderness.
Really?
Like an additional DVC pool or something like that. Those are rumors I've been hearing. Well, the rumors started when they all of a sudden started filling in the pool.
Hmm. Interesting. It does. I mean, what a waste of space, you know?
Absolutely. So we got some Disney Springs news this week. Ready to hear about the springs?
I am. Is it food? Is it involve food?
It actually does involve food.
Oh, nice. Good.
Two Disney Springs.
I like food news. Is that weird?
Yeah. No. Food news is some of our best news. Disney Springs, two of their restaurants are joining Magical Dining Month here in Orlando. So what is Magical Dining Month? Actually has nothing to do with Disney, even though it has magical in the title.
Okay.
If you believe that.
I do believe it.
Well, then I've got a plot of land to sell you in Arkansas. No. I don't know where I was going with that. Disney Springs restaurants. So what is Magical Dining Month? I could see the question forming in your eyes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so... From August 29th to October 2nd, certain restaurants around Orlando are offering a three-course Prix-Fix. Is it Prix-Fix or Pre-Fi? Or, like, how do you say that?
Isn't it Prefix?
Prefix, whatever. But it's Prix. It's spelled P-R-I-X.
I don't know.
Whatever. It's that. Dinners at $33 per person with a dollar from each going to benefit a charity. So the restaurants in Disney that are doing it are Morimoto Asia... and STK Orlando over in Disney Springs. Two of the newest, big, high-end, highfalutin restaurants. And I got to say, $33 for a three-course meal at those restaurants, that's actually a deal.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it's about right.
That's a really big deal. I actually might even use this. So I have the menus here. Morimoto Asia, Magical Dining Month menu. Choice of appetizer, miso soup and house salad. Dim sum, which is chicken dumpling, shumai, and shrimp har gow. And kakuni pork bao, which is steamed buns, braised pork belly, lettuce, and spicy mayo. That's what I'm taking.
Okay.
Choice of entrees. Orange chicken, which is tempura chicken, Chinese broccoli, and wok toss with sweet Florida orange sauce.
I love orange chicken.
Yep. Either chicken or vegetable lo mein. La barbecue... kalbi, which is marinated and grilled boneless short ribs, house kimchi, and gochujang sauce, which is what I'm taking because those ribs are amazing.
Okay.
And sweet and sour Brazino filet, which is a boneless Mediterranean sea bass doused in signature sweet and sour sauce.
Ooh, that sounds good.
That was a lot of S's in there. When I was a kid, I used to have a lisp. So a sentence like signature sweet and sour sauce and sea bass would have like... would have killed me as a second grader. Then you get your choice of dessert, an MM soda float, which is Ramune, Japanese soda, cream float, boba pearls, mixed berries, and vanilla gelato. A churro fondue, which is homemade churros, Nutella, and vanilla cream, or sesame balls, which are red bean paste with white sesame.
Huh. Well, none of those desserts sound stellar to me.
I don't know. The churro fondue sounds really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I that's what I would go for.
Do you say Nutella? Because I say Nutella, and everyone tells me I'm wrong.
I don't know. I thought it was Nutella.
I always said Nutella. Everyone's like, no, it's Nutella. It's got the little umlaut over the U or whatever. I'm like, I don't care. It's chocolate hazel spread, whatever the heck it is. Like, you know, like, get off my back, people.
You know, ironically, I don't think I've ever had it.
You never had Nutella?
Nope, and everyone thinks that's crazy, but
it's actually really, I mean, listen, I'm not going to besmirch you for it because it's, you know, it is what it is. It's not life-changing, but I had the Reese's Nutella, and that was really good.
It sounds good.
Yeah. It was like, if you ever wanted to, like, eat a Reese's peanut butter cup as kind of like a pasty spread, because if you have, the Reese's Nutella is the way to go.
Nope.
See, you didn't even know you wanted that, and I guarantee you want it now.
I doubt it. I'm not a big peanut butter guy.
STK Orlando, choice of appetizers. Grilled late summer tomato soup. Chilled late summer tomato soup. Hearts of romaine, which is garlic crouton parmesan with garlic crouton parmesan lettuce dressing, or roasted beets with goat cheese and fondue tossed hazelnuts.
Huh.
Not really digging any of those.
I know, another set of winners.
choice of entrees, the petite filet mignon with pickled wax beans and pickled wax beans almond romesco, soft smoked salmon with maple mustard stewed beluga lentils, and confit of duck leg, gigante bean cassoulet duck fat bread crumbs. You know, people always say their favorite part of the show is when I have to read food.
Because, I love it also.
Because I can't pronounce any of the food. I'm Hunter Hathawaying my way through this.
At least you got comfy. I appreciate that.
Yeah, no. I would
take the petite filet on that one.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the petite filet too. Choice of dessert, warm chocolate chip cookie with chocolate sauce and caramel vanilla ice cream.
There you go. That's a dessert. That's like a normal dessert.
Yeah. Orange dream cheesecake with bruleed oranges and whipped cream, or assorted sorbet.
Yeah, give me that cookie.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Cookie and ice cream, that sounds pretty normal.
Yeah. Okay, so moving right along, we have got a slew, Peter Mandel, a veritable slew of Magic Kingdom news.
Oh, good.
But before that, we have resort news. Saratoga Springs is getting an internal bus service as of August 29th. It now stops at the 7 bus stops every 20 minutes. So before that, there was no internal bus system to Saratoga Springs. Yeah. They also have a new route that runs from the Congress Park Station to Typhoon Lagoon. But the Disney Springs bus service from Saratoga Springs has been discontinued.
Okay.
Because you can, it's right there. Like, you could take a water taxi or you could just walk to Disney Springs.
Right.
I've done that walk before. It's actually pretty easy. So Magic Kingdom news. Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair is going to be putting in the new fall season additions this week. So
now, what does that include? Like, Mickey, he's like raking leaves and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what it is. No, it's not. There are going to be new costumes for the final scene, new decor, new choreography, and a new original song celebrating autumn.
About raking leaves.
Raking leaves, raking leaves, rake those leaves. That's the entire song.
But just over and over.
Yeah, I don't know why it was Wizard of Oz.
Like, it starts with just Mickey singing that, and each time it repeats, a new character also sings it. Until at the end, everyone on stage is saying that.
And then by then, you know the words so well. So yeah, they invite everyone to sing along. You have 10,000 people going, raking leaves, raking leaves, rake the leaves. Friendship.
You throw some fireworks in that, that's a phenomenon.
Rake the leaves, go rake the leaves, rake the leaves all up. Friendship. You gotta like keep it with the theme of the show.
Yeah, of course. And raking leaves and friendship go hand in hand.
Exactly. I mean, what better thing to do in the autumn than rake leaves with your friends?
Exactly.
Unless you live in Orlando, Florida, where the leaves don't fall.
See, now that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's where they're gonna add a little bit of Disney magic.
Yeah, and make leaves fall.
Right, and you know, locals who are seeing the show are going to be like, what are they doing?
What is this magic falling from the sky? These multicolored weapons from Russia? Are we being attacked in the Magic Kingdom by these floating, charred, jagged death sheets that fall? Could you imagine, like, people just start panicking?
Yes. Maybe they don't know about raking the leaves.
Are these leaves sick? Why are they orange? Okay, so we have a list of character meet and greets for Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, and they got some good ones this year, Peter Mandel.
I feel like I should tune out now. I'm going to be so jealous. Okay,
I know. Honestly, I'm going next week. I might just go, like, just to do characters, because there's so many. Aladdin, Jasmine, and Adventureland has Aladdin, Jasmine, and the Genie.
Okay, that's cool.
Immediately, that's a big one. They had Jafar last year. They don't have him this year. Tarzan, Jane, and Turk.
Yeah, that was there when I went.
And Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't usually get a meet and greet with Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, no, that's pretty neat.
And usually, like when you go to see that like Jack Sparrow show that's right outside of Pirates, the Jack Sparrows are usually really like on point.
Yeah, they normally do pretty good with that.
Liberty Square will see the new location for Jack and Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because they were on Main Street before.
Yeah, like right in the front.
Right in that Aurora spot. But you
so
know,
where are they gonna be now?
Liberty Square. I don't know where in Liberty Square. I'm assuming over by the Haunted Mansion somewhere, but
I mean, honestly, Jack and Sally command a fairly decent sized line.
I mean, that's like a 2-hour line usually.
Right? I know. That's what I'm saying. I wonder where they're gonna put them that can house a big line.
You know, like that's like a get to the park, like because you can get in at 4 o'clock with a Not So Scary Pass. That's like get there before 7, like a couple hours and wait. So you can...
Oh, yeah, that's what everyone was doing. There were people out there because we showed up early, mm-hmm. and there were people out there waiting like way before the party started.
Yep. Also, so then in Fantasyland, you have Aurora, Cinderella, Rapunzel, Ariel, Merida, Tiana, Belle, Gaston, Alice, the Mad Hatter, the Queen of Hearts, the Tweedles.
Okay, cool.
That's pretty neat. Pooh, Tigger, Piglet, Eeyore, the seven dwarves, all together.
Like that.
Yep. Cruella de Vil, Donald, Daisy, Minnie, and Goofy. So Fantasyland is where to go for characters.
Yeah, for real.
Cruella de Vil, that's a get.
That's pretty good. I mean, I have a picture of Cruella de Vil, and that was from 1999. Yeah. So.
I've never seen Cruella de Vil out. That might be one to try to get. Tomorrowland has Buzz and Lotso Huggin' Bear. Yeah. Terrify your children with that evil bear.
You know how I feel about that Lotso.
I know. You said the character smelled like strawberries, though, right?
It could have been the area, though, because he was still back when they had the little... You know where they did the new character area inside of the animation tour? So it could have just been that area.
I missed that. And then on Main Street USA, you have Mickey Mouse, Snow White, and Tinkerbell.
Okay.
So... I see the reasoning for trying to move Jack and Sally. First of all, putting them by Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah.
Like I just don't know where it's going to be.
I think putting them by Haunted Mansion is a good get. But, you know, Mickey, you know, like just keeping it Mickey, Tink, and Snow White on Main Street doesn't gum up the entrance the way Jack and Sally were.
Well, yeah. I mean, Mickey, Tink, and Snow White, aren't they all going to be where
they're always there already anyway.
Yeah.
So we have some info on Not So Scary. So if you're going to Not So Scary, this is your one-stop shop right here for information regarding the event. The event starts at 7 o'clock p.m. and runs until midnight. Guests that are attending Not So Scary can enter the park at 4 p.m. I mean, you know, if you have a regular pass, you can enter whenever you want. But 4
right.
p.m. is your Not So Scary gets you in at 4 p.m. So you can go, you can do a lot of like the main day things right there. I would recommend that, right? Like do the main day things right away.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard for me to even imagine going there with this as my primary source of admission. You know what I mean? Like
I
being
know.
Like, but if you were gonna. Huh.
Right. And then, you know, that, or and then get online for something that's going to like the Seven Dwarves always have a massive line.
Right. I mean, this is the way like, I typically attack. You know me. I want character pictures much more so than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So I am fairly determined usually to get those character pictures. That's a priority for me.
Right.
If it's not a priority for you, you are not getting those pictures.
No, not at all. It's just
you have to blank out some time for them.
I mean, it's a 5-hour event. You're not getting on a 3-hour line.
I know. That's the thing that's crazy. I mean, it's a 5-hour event and there are like multiple 2-hour lines mm-hmm. for characters.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say when we went to the Christmas party, which also had the dwarves, I was pretty much like, okay, we're probably not going to get the dwarves. I already had them with Heather, so I was like, we're not going to get them.
Did you get them?
And closer to closing. I was able to get them on pretty much like a half hour wait.
Wow. That's actually that's a good tip to try. I mean,
but we're talking late.
That's a gamble to take, though.
Yeah. Yep.
So the Hocus Pocus Villain Spectacular, you remember how much I liked that last year.
You loved it.
It's back this year. Performances at 9:15, 10:40, and 12 midnight, right at closing. Honestly, I feel the midnight one is the best one to go if you're going to be staying late.
Now, I saw you, I saw there were t-shirts. Are you going to get one of them?
I mean, there were t-shirts last year. The same
and
ones.
You didn't get one? No, I don't know.
No, probably not.
I thought I saw you this year. I could totally see you with a t-shirt for that.
After September 16th, they are adding an additional show at either 8 o'clock or 7:45, depending on the night.
Okay.
That's a lot. That's four shows of
this. Yeah, that's a lot.
I mean, you know, the Villain Spectacular that they used to do didn't have that. The mix and mingle. Hocus Pocus was so popular last year, though. Like, it was a madhouse trying to find a good spot. And then, of course, as you stand there, some guy puts his kid up on his shoulders. You know how my feelings on that.
That's no good.
No. And I will say to I will implore our listeners, as I do all the time, hold your child at your eye level. Their eyes are level with your eyes. They can see what you can see. Putting them on your shoulders is a jerk move. Just putting it out there.
Man, you feel strong about this. You say parents shouldn't put their kids on their shoulders.
Yeah, like, it is a very, very strong, like, for shows, absolutely not.
Well, if there's nobody behind you?
There's always somebody behind you.
But what if there isn't, when you put your daughter on your shoulders?
When somebody comes behind you, and then you take them down.
Really?
Yeah.
Or
just best practice, like, what kid can't see held at an adult's eye level? The only way they can't see is if some other jerk is putting their kid on their shoulders.
What if, like, you're naturally, like, Dave-sized? Because Dave is, like, the size of, like, an adult with a child sitting on his shoulders.
This is true. Dave Weikert needs to watch the show on his knees.
Right.
And he'll still be at regular adult height.
What if it's a guy who's exceptionally short and has now put a child on his shoulders, but isn't really that much taller than, like, you know.
You know what? There's part of me that would make an allowance for this, but we have to, you know, it's got to be across the board. Laws have to go across the board, Peter Mandel. You can't make exceptions.
Huh.
Bring a stepladder. Just saying.
All right.
Now, I really hate it. Like, and when people take the attitude of, oh, you're an adult, they're a kid, I'm just like, no. You know, I paid money just the same as you did for your kid. So hold them at your eye level. They'll be able to see. They're up high, and you're not blocking my view.
I would love to be there when somebody puts their kid on their shoulders.
Oh, I mean, I don't say anything because I don't want to argue with somebody in front of their kid.
No, but you must be so mad.
There's stewing. There's steam coming out of my ears. Like, it is a horrific experience.
Oh, that's awesome.
I grumble. I do the annoyed scoff a bunch of times, hoping that they hear me. you know, they get the evil eye a little bit.
But, like, Mickey's singing so loud, like, you know, they can't really hear your scoff, so you got to do it pretty loud.
Right. So I will say I'll probably end up doing the midnight show because usually that's the one with the least amount of people.
Yeah, well, definitely. That makes the most sense.
There's just so much else to do. I'd rather do the show when there's literally nothing else going on.
Now, are you definitely going to this? Did you buy tickets?
I think we're getting our tickets this weekend. My friends are just double checking on the date. So
what? Aren't tickets, like, super expensive now?
Yeah, but my friend's a cast member, so she's getting them.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Score.
Yeah, they get it. And annual pass holders also get a discount. So, I mean, you know,
it's so weird. I mean, would I go anyway?
Well, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe I would.
The September tickets are likened to, like, what the normal tickets would have been. Like, it gets expensive come October.
Really?
Yeah. The closer you get to Halloween, the higher the cost rises.
Right.
So, the Boo to You parade will be taking place at 8:30 and 11:15. We love that parade.
Yep.
I mean,
that's, I'm not really, you know, it's funny because for these parties, I won't lie to you, I pretty much just want to get characters and, like, some stuff like that. I'm not parades kind of guy or even shows, to be honest with you, but that parade, I'll watch it every time. That thing's awesome.
That is a parade that I will always stop for.
Awesome. It's the best parade I've ever seen.
Yep. And speaking of best things, Hallowishes at 10:15 p.m. every night.
Nice.
I love Hallowishes. Probably my favorite fireworks show of the year.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. Those 4th of July fireworks were the best thing I've ever seen. But special merchandise, Peter Mandel, that's what you want to hear about.
It is.
Okay, so special merchandise. Special edition magic bands, pins, and t-shirts at the Emporium. Big Top Souvenirs will be selling the pin. Gaston's Tavern has a pumpkin spice cupcake. Storybook Treats is offering the candy corn flavored ice cream. Okay, a minute about this candy corn flavored ice cream.
Okay.
It's candy corn soft serve ice cream. I was so excited for it. It is not, Peter Mandel, candy corn flavored soft serve ice cream.
What is it?
It is orange and white swirled soft serve ice cream with candy corn inside of it.
So what's the ice cream?
It's like just like a vanilla swirl.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I mean, vanilla swirl is typically like citrus.
Listen, I mean, if it was... No, it's not. It wasn't citrus.
Okay, so it's just dyed is what you're telling me.
I think so. I mean, if there was a candy corn flavoring in the ice cream, I didn't taste it.
I'm okay with
that. I could
be
wrong about this, but I mean, it was just ice cream with candy corn in it.
I'm kind of okay with that.
I was very excited
about candy corn. Are you a big candy corn person?
Oh, I love candy corn.
Yeah, I don't even think I had any last year because I do like it almost a little too much, so I feel like I should just probably not eat it.
Mm. Yeah, I can get that.
But do you like the traditional candy corn?
Oh, yeah. Like, I don't really go for a lot. I don't even like when it's different shapes. Like, they have candy corn that's like the shape of a pumpkin or something like that.
I know. No. I don't get the pumpkins. But then aren't some of the candy corns like chocolate? I'm like, ew, what?
Yeah, no, none of that. I mean, sometimes I'll go with like the one that was like, there was like a little bit of purple in there. I don't think it was like any differently like flavored though. So
I just need a traditional candy corn.
Yeah, just, you know, white, orange, yellow. That's all I need.
Yep. Now, do you eat it in three separate segments like a normal person?
Is there any other way to eat it?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, seriously. Because, you know, each segment tastes different.
Yeah, totally different.
In my mind. People are like, you couldn't taste the candy corn flavor of the soft serve, but you could taste the difference between the three colors.
That tiny little top tastes so much different.
I welcome your tweets about this. at White Dragon PN, or at Two Men in the Mouse. Okay, so also, the Main Street Bakery will have a spider cupcake and worms and dirt.
Okay.
I like worms and dirt. Those are gummy worms in, like, crushed Oreo. It's always really good. And the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor will have a creepy ice cream cookie sandwich. That being said, there are also 13 trick-or-treat locations throughout the Magic Kingdom on this night. And I'm going to tell you what they are, Peter Mandel.
You know, it's weird. Last time we went, it was crowded. Like, you had to get on a line for the trick-or-treat.
Yeah, but that line moves.
It does move, definitely.
That line moves real fast. And you're never just getting, like, one piece of candy. You're getting, like, a handful of candy.
Yeah, they're giving you a handful.
Yeah, which I really like.
Now, do they still have the location that's back by Splash Mountain?
There was I don't remember if there was one over there. I remember last year there was definitely one over by, like, where the riverboat is. Like, you know that, like, side passage that you can take to get around Frontierland? There was, like, one in there.
I love that passage. They used to have one back by Splash Mountain, and it actually had multiple. It was like a maze. I mean, not really, but they actually had a couple stops in one. So you were actually getting a couple handfuls of candy on your path. That was nice.
So in Adventureland, there's a stop at Jungle Cruise, the Tiki Room, and the queue for Pirates of the Caribbean.
Okay.
Liberty Square has it at the Heritage House, and this is an allergy-friendly candy location. And the Liberty Square Riverboat, which is the one we were just talking about. In Fantasyland, sorry, I'm all coffee tonight. There is Pinocchio Village House, Peter Pan's Flight, and Pete's Silly Sideshow.
Okay.
In Tomorrowland, there is Stitch's Great Escape, the Carousel of Progress, Space Mountain, and Anti-Gravity's Galactic Goodies. So there you go.
Is there anything better than getting a little bag of candy going on the Tomorrowland?
You know what? Like, last year when I was there, one of my friends was just kind of like, why do we keep stopping for candy? I'm like, because it's Halloween. This is like the one time a year. This is the one place I'm still allowed to do this.
Right.
And the bag was cool last year, if I remember correctly.
you go on Carousel Progress or Transit Authority and have some candy. Awesome.
Awesome experience. And then, like, it's all different candy in the thing. It's not like one place.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. And so you can, like, go through and, like, trade with, like, we were trading back and forth. Like, it's a lot of fun to get the candy. And the thing is, like I said, the candy does not take long.
Yeah, no. Also, the later the night goes on,
mm-hmm.
like, the less the lines will be also. Yeah.
Available attractions. So, Pete, no FastPass Plus.
Really?
I mean, there never has been FastPass Plus for these events.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever really tried.
I'm just reminding everybody there's no FastPass Plus available for this.
Okay.
Main Street USA, the Town Square Theater, and Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom are available. What is the card this year?
It's awesome. So should you end up with an extra by any chance, Kevin?
Okay.
And you want to think about your friends in New Jersey.
Right.
I don't remember who it is. It is something from Finding Dory, I think.
Oh, that's not great.
Can't remember.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Adventureland, Pirates of the Caribbean, Magic Carpets of Aladdin, and A Pirate's Adventure, Treasures of the Seven Seas, which is the Have you ever done that? You probably haven't done that.
No.
I actually liked it. I did it once, and I really enjoyed it. We did one of the things. It was fun. No Jungle Cruise.
No Jungle Cruise.
Conspicuous by its absence, the Jungle Cruise.
That's weird.
But you know what? Like, I get it because it's nighttime out.
I looked at the card. It is not Finding Dory. It is Clawhauser from Zootopia.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
So, yeah, no Jungle Cruise. That's... Wow.
That would bum me out.
I love nighttime Jungle Cruise, but I get
me
it. And they turned it into a trick-or-treat location, so... in Frontierland, Splash Mountain and the Country Bear Jamboree will be open. Big Thunder Mountain is currently closed for that big refurbishment. There's all scaffolding on Big Thunder Mountain right now. It actually looks pretty cool, which gives me hope that this is it, Pete. Like, we're getting that fire.
Has to be. What's going to be?
It's a large scale, like, improve. Like, there were, like I said, there was scaffolding all over Big Thunder Mountain. Liberty Square, the Haunted Mansion will be open, obviously.
I would hope so.
You know, Haunted Mansion has had a scaffolding scrim over it for months now.
Really?
Yeah, it's been like over the front of it, and they have like the Haunted Mansion like painted on it.
Oh, I don't know if I would like that.
It's horrible. I hate it. But so they're clearly doing something to the Haunted Mansion, and I don't know if it's down yet. I haven't been to Disney in like over a week and a half or 2 weeks. But I would assume they're trying to. The Disney has gone really crazed with the projections.
Right.
Wouldn't it be cool if they start projecting onto the Haunted Mansion at night? At least for Not So Scary.
Yeah, I would like it if it wasn't all the time.
Yeah.
What if
it's like the Tree of Life and like you know, several times a night it just kind of like comes alive.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I would like that. Fantasyland, Peter Pan's Flight, Mickey's PhilharMagic, Prince Charming's Regal Carousel. I'm going to go on that soon.
Yeah?
My friend Morgan, yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Yep. The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, The Mad Tea Party, Seven Dwarves Mine Train, Under the Sea, Journey of the Little Mermaid, Dumbo the Flying Elephant, and The Barnstormer. So I'm finally going to ride that carousel, Pete.
I love the carousel.
I've never been on it.
That's crazy. Yeah. You've been saving it?
Yeah, saving it for a special occasion.
I like that.
Tomorrowland, the Tomorrowland Speedway, Space Mountain, Astro Orbiter, Tomorrowland Transit Authority, People Mover. Yeah. Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger Spin, and Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor with the final show at 11 p.m. Where can you eat, Pete? I know that's what you're thinking. Where can I eat?
Well, it wasn't what I was thinking because you're going to have all that candy.
Main Street Bakery, Plaza Ice Cream Parlor, Casey's Corner, Aloha Isle, Pecos Bills, Westward Ho, Sleepy Hollow, Liberty Square Market until 9 p.m. By the way, you know, I go to Liberty Square Market a lot now.
Really?
Well, they have the pickles there, but I found something I actually like even more, and it's a snack that I will typically get every time I go to the Magic Kingdom now.
What is it?
Cherry tomatoes.
Okay. Abby likes cherry tomatoes.
They have them right there. It's a snack for under $5. It's awesome. And they're big, too. They're like big honk of cherry tomatoes.
Oh, man. So you're telling me that me and Ethan can go get pickles, which we love.
And Abby can get cherry tomatoes, yeah.
Wow, that's... You know what? I mean, I can't wait. Have you found out anything? Have you had the pickle?
I have had the pickle.
Is it a, like, classic dill?
Yeah, it's a good size, too. It's like a whole pickle.
Yeah, that's exciting.
A classic whole dill pickle. It's really good.
It's cheap too, right?
Super cheap. It's under five. It's all under $5. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
And it's also the one place in Disney, or it's one of two places in the Magic Kingdom where you can get, what do you call it? The seltzer water.
Okay.
The other one being it's like a little market right across from Ariel. Fantasyland has Pinocchio Village House, the Friar's Nook until 10 p.m. Both of those till 10 p.m. Storybook Treats, Gaston's Tavern, Be Our Guest, and Cinderella's Royal Table. Be Our Guest open all night, huh?
Well, that's their moneymaker.
Tomorrowland, Cosmic Rays, Starlight Cafe with the dulcet tones of our friend Sunny Eclipse. Cool Ship and the Lunching Pad will also be open. And that's it. That is
Now, will Sunny Eclipse be performing?
That's a good question. Sometimes for these special events, they give him the night off.
Yeah, when I was there last time, he was not performing. There was a dance party there.
Right, wasn't Ethan like really like amazed that Sunny Eclipse just wasn't there?
Well, you know, it's weird to see him have a night off.
Yeah, I know. You know, he's the hardest working alien in show business.
For real.
Seriously, for reals. Okay, so now the costume policy has changed a little bit recently. So let's go over that real quick. Disney reserves the right to deny admission to or remove any person wearing attire that is considered inappropriate or attire that could detract from the experience of other guests. All guests may dress as their favorite character but may not pose for pictures or sign autographs for other guests. I get the signing autographs thing, but like part of the fun of seeing people in cool costumes is taking pictures of them.
I get that. Like, what if your costume was like you, but you had like a small child sitting on your shoulders? Like, that's what the costume was.
Like you built like a backpack around yourself of a child on your shoulders.
Right.
And the child's holding a little sign that says, you know, this is for Kevin.
Like, would that be considered detrimental to other guests?
I would say it would be considered detrimental to the guy who's wearing it because I'm going to rip it down off of his back. But then it ends up being a real kid and I just committed murder. And I'm just like, oh, no.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, look at this guy here with his kid up on his shoulders. I'm going to pull him down. You know, nice costume, jerk. Then I pull it down. It's a real kid.
Wouldn't that be like an awesome costume?
Yeah, it would be. What if they dress up as a shark with its like shark kid on its shark shoulders?
Right, even better. Well, sharks are so low to the ground, though. He'd have to be like Captain Gantu from...
Yeah. And then right... Oh, God, is Captain Gantu a shark?
Isn't he?
Kind of is.
What do you mean? Kind of. I thought he was.
I never realized that before.
Oh, I like Gantu.
I don't anymore.
Oh, that stinks.
Costumes may not contain any weapons that resemble or could be easily mistaken for an actual weapon. I guess lightsabers don't count for this.
Probably not if you buy them there.
Well, yeah, and they sell lightsabers everywhere now. Costumes may not contain sharp objects, pointed objects, or materials that may accidentally strike another guest. So, you know, my Iron Maiden costume, you know, for my... We wanted to do a theme of medieval torture devices, and my Iron Maiden costume is now not going to work. Thanks, Disney.
Yeah, that's not going to be acceptable.
That was a joke that probably went over a lot of people's heads. People were like, the band? No, not the band. guests who do not adhere to these guidelines may be refused entry to and or removed from the park unless their costume has been modified to meet the above standards. All right, guests ages 13 and under, costumes and some masks may be worn as long as the mask does not cover the entire face and eyes are visible. That means no Kylo Ren's allowed.
Interesting.
They were letting kids wear the masks, but now I guess they're not.
Hmm.
I guess they were like, what's the PC term? Little person? Like, little person?
I don't know.
I'm not saying the other word. What if they, like, came in the park, like, wearing a Kylo Ren costume with C4 strapped to their chest? Like, that might be a problem. Oh, no, you don't, you crafty terrorists, you. For guests ages 14 and older, layered costumes or costume props that surround the entire body are strongly discouraged and may be subject to additional security screening. So you can wear them, but they're going to take them apart to check them.
Yeah, that's cool.
Costumes may not reach or drag on the ground. Example, full-length princess dresses.
Okay.
I think that's more for your safety than anything else because, like, people are going to step on your dress.
Absolutely.
And I think it's also a way of not letting people dress as Disney princesses.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Capes may be worn if the length does not go below the waist. Below the waist?
Really?
Who's wearing a cape that's above their waist? That's not a cape at that point. That's
Lando.
That's a bib that's turned around to the other side. Yeah, but only Billy Dee Williams could pull that off.
Yeah, he really did, man.
He really, really did. So you can go as Lando, but like you can't go as Batman.
No.
Clearly not.
Which is weird. Last time I went, I wore like a long Superman cape.
Themed t-shirts, blouses, sweatshirts, and hats are acceptable. Well, thank goodness for that.
Nice.
Could you imagine if they were like, no themed t-shirts, plain colors only? I don't know why, but I'm picturing like Disney security as like these like simple Canadian Mounties today.
On horses?
Yeah. Oh, Sarge, they got a Disney t-shirt on. It's got Mickey on it. Nope, take them away, boys. Take them away. We'll have none of that here in this party.
It's not plain enough.
Nope, not plain enough. Sir, this one's got an actual picture of planes on his shirt. Do we let him in? Well, clearly we got to let him in there. Come on, boys. Use your head.
It's a party.
It's a party, boys. We're allowing plane shirts, so you can go in with your plane shirt, sir. This one's got cars. Out. Take them out. We'll have none of that in here. Sir, this guy, Sarge, this one's dressed like a plane. Well, he's kind of skirting the rules, I think. acceptable accessories include transparent wings, plastic lightsabers, toy swords, and tutus. Headwear may be worn as long as it does not cover the face.
Okay.
So no Darth Vaders, no Kylo Ren's.
Right.
No Batman.
Right. Well, Batman's mask doesn't cover the whole face.
May not wear masks of any kind.
Oh.
Now I kind of want to go as a simple Canadian Mountie.
It's not a bad idea.
Plain shirts. This one's got planes on his shirt, Sarge. Okay, ready to move along?
Yes.
You don't want to talk about this anymore?
No, I like it.
In Hollywood Studios news, finally, for the end of the Rock and Roller Coaster is closing for a refurbishment this fall from October 27th to November the 10th. So as little as there is to do in Hollywood Studios now, there's going to be a little bit less come October 27th.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, right?
How can they do it?
I mean, it's only for like 13 or 14 days, like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but what if that was your trip?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. There's like, nothing to do there, so...
Unbelievable.
All right, so that's the news for this week.
All right.
Ready to take a quick commercial break?
Let's do it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear from our wonderful sponsors and the rest of the White Dragon Podcast Network, and then we'll be back with our e-ticket attraction of the week. So stay tuned, folks. More Two Men and the Mouse coming at you right after this. You know, Pete, it's hard work planning a Disney vacation.
Of course.
Your whole family has to get going. You got to pack everything up. You got to figure out where you're eating. You got to figure out where you're staying. But you know what makes life so much easier, makes your trip planning a more fun experience?
Tell me. That sounds like something I need.
Absolutely. You need a travel agent.
Do we know one of those?
We absolutely do. We know our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse, folks.
We've both used him.
Yes, we have. Dave Weikert plans our Disney vacations all the time, and we would not recommend him if we didn't use his services ourselves. Dave started his Cranford-based business here in 2008, and in that time has been planning hundreds of Walt Disney World vacations. Dave plans every trip as if it were his own, and you will never find someone more passionate about Disney. Very easy to work with, and will do his best to make sure you're satisfied. Working with Dave, you're likely to pay less and get more. And what's better than that, Peter Mandel?
Tell me.
You never pay a charge for Dave's services. It is 100% free. Dave will plan your entire trip for no additional cost to you.
That sounds awesome.
Absolutely. Dave has helped over 875 families enjoy their Disney vacations. A graduate of the College of Disney Knowledge, Dave has visited every Disney World resort and has personally stayed at 12 Disney World resorts. He's dined also at every Disney restaurant. He's crazy about Disney food.
That is an accomplishment.
Absolutely. I wish I could say I did
that.
That's
like the snack challenge times 10.
Yep. Dave also gives you Disney dollars for land packages and shipboard credits for any Disney Cruise Line vacations you might be going. This can be used as cash at any Disney destination or store. Traveling with kids in your party, Dave will also provide you autograph books for all your kids.
You give them to us?
Absolutely. Your kids went down with Dave Weicker autograph books.
Of course.
Well, Disney autograph books supplied by Dave Weicker.
Depends how his name on it.
Dave simplifies your life by booking your complete vacation, including resort stay, airlines, Disney meal plans, and park passes. Also, checks daily for new discounts. When specials are announced, he immediately checks availability and rebooks your vacation at the lowest possible price. Dave can also book all your Disney dining and will do his best to get hard-to-book reservations like Cinderella's Royal Table and Be Our Guest. It's really, truly a no-brainer, folks. Take the stress out of your life. Dave Weichert of Magical Travel, the official travel agent of Two Men and the Mouse.
If you and your family are taking a trip to the Orlando area this year, your little ones deserve to stroll in style. Lugging a stroller from home can be an annoying and frustrating part of the first leg of your journey, and renting those hard plastic strollers from Disney theme parks can be both costly and uncomfortable for your kids. Well, I'm here to tell you about the solution to your child transport problems, and that's Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers is a Disney-featured stroller and crib provider that does exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Not only is it less expensive than renting a stroller from the theme parks themselves, but these are padded luxury models with features like drink holders, canopies, storage baskets, and more. What's more, you keep this stroller with you for your entire trip, whereas park-rented strollers, you gotta return them before you leave the park that day. This is gonna make those late-night post-fireworks bus stop queues so much easier, and Dad's shoulders are gonna thank you for it. So, how does it work? You just go to kingdomstrollers.com and make your selection on the stroller or crib that's right for your child. Just let the good folks over there know a great time for delivery and pickup and where you'll be staying. You can pick your stroller or crib up from the luggage stand at your resort and then drop them back off there at the end of your stay. So pack light, leave your stroller at home, and save up to a whopping 50% versus park price stroller rentals when you visit kingdomstrollers.com.
How do you go from dreaming of a theme park to building one? Walt Disney laid the blueprint. Learn how he did it and how his wisdom can guide you toward achieving things that you dream of in The Wisdom of Walt, and put Walt to work for you. The experts told Walt Disney that it would never work. A giant theme park where parents and children could play together? Crazy. So Walt put all of his money into this crazy dream of his. He put his reputation on the line, and anyone else would have quit, discouraged and disillusioned. But Walt Disney built Disneyland. So how did he go from dreaming to doing? And how can you do the same, no matter what your goal? In The Wisdom of Walt, Professor Jeffrey Barnes distills Walt Disney's vision, his knowledge, and his methods into a series of actionable lessons. Through historical vignettes about Disneyland, as well as plentiful examples and exercises, Barnes creates a framework through which you can apply Walt's wisdom to improve your career, your company, and your life. In The Wisdom of Walt, you'll learn to listen to your Walter ego and start trusting yourself, go beyond the berm with the secrets of Disneyland success, make a Main Street impression on everyone you meet, and create e-ticket experiences that keep coming back for more. The Wisdom of Walt is available in four different modes: hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audiobook, and it has been the number one bestseller on Amazon in five different categories, including theme parks and personal success in business. To pick up your copy of The Wisdom of Walt today, go to Amazon.com or check out thewisdomofwalt.com. With The Wisdom of Walt, your success is just a dream away.
Hello, I'm Storybook Julius, the White Dragon Podcast Network's resident Canadian and the host of Storybook Radio, a Walt Disney World and Universal Studios podcast appearing every Wednesday here on WDPN. Walt Disney was a storyteller, and well, so am I. Now, I'm not saying that I'm as cool as Walt Disney or anything, but I'm saying that if you're looking for a unique take on the Walt Disney World and Universal Studios theme parks, with immersive looks at their stories, backstories, and histories, you've come to the right place. Head on over to iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic to subscribe to and download the Storybook Radio podcast each and every Wednesday. You can also check out www.storybookradio.com for more details and more content.
Hi there, this is Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast, inviting you to join me here every other Friday for all things Disney from my perspective. Let's face it, with our fast-paced lives in a crazy world, always running from one place to another, from hectic work days to family responsibilities, from household chores to those never-ending errands, it sometimes seems impossible to survive until your next Disney trip. How to turn that around? Easy, by keeping a little bit of that Disney magic in our everyday lives.
So go ahead, sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's chat Disney. Join me here on the White Dragon Podcast Network every other Friday, where we'll celebrate all the magic, all the fun, all the memories, and even some stuff that's not so magical. But don't worry, a little bit of pixie dust should take care of that. So until then, I hope you remember to keep the mouse in your house.
Folks, you gotta love Walt Disney World. I mean, if you're listening to this show, I'm sure you love it. Unless you're just listening and you're just like a glutton for punishment. Being like, oh, I hate Walt Disney World, but I love hearing people talk about it.
Kevin, do you remember in the beginning when we were convinced people were downloading the show to learn how to speak English?
People in, yeah, because we were getting weird, like, countries that were...
We had, like, a huge, like, African download.
Oh, where was it? Ghana? Was it Ghana, or was it, like,
Tunisia? We were positive they were just learning how to speak English.
They all think that Canadian accents are the way to go. Could you imagine, like just a Disney hater that listens to this show that is just a glutton for punishment?
He's like a self-hater.
Okay. I gotta know what they're doing next. But anyway, folks, Disney is great for Disney lovers like ourselves, or the Disney haters like you talk. But what about those people that are not fans of Disney, like the people we just talked about? How do you pitch a Walt Disney World vacation to someone who really doesn't get the whole Disney magic thing? And, I mean, it comes up. I'm sure you've had people that aren't Disney people.
Oh, all the time.
Like, I'm going for my kids, but I'm not that excited, or something like that. So that is why this week we are talking about the top ways to convince non-Disney lovers about the greatness that is Walt Disney World. And this week, the e-ticket attraction is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers, who will rent you the crib or stroller of your dreams on your next vacation and deliver it right to your resort over at kingdomstrollers.com. Okay, so first, before we get started, I want to thank... this was a listener idea. So Kirstie Louise Clark sent this in. Her boyfriend is not a Disney lover, and she's trying to get him excited to go, and it sounded like a really cool idea for the show. So I thought it would be, and I'm sure, like, you probably have more experience with this than me. You know?
Well, I know a lot of people who go who, just like you said, they go for their wife and their kid, but... You know, they don't like it, and they don't like Disney, and...
Oh, it's a soulless corporation, and, you know, like, you know, hipsters and whatnot. But wasn't your brother one of those? Not a hipster, but, like...
Not a hipster, nor was he a hater. He just definitely was not a fan.
Like,
and I think before he ever went, he didn't get... Because, you know, Heather and I, you know, had already started going, like, twice a year. So
right.
I don't think he understood at all... Like, what was our... Why would we want to keep going there? Like,
why are you going to a children's theme park for, you know, adults?
Right.
So, I mean, I guess, where do you start? Like, I guess the overall experience is kind of where I would start.
See, my first thing that I always try to sell people on is food.
Food. Okay.
Well, because honestly, even if you don't really like, you know, I don't want to go on rides and I don't care about, you know, princesses and stuff like that. Everyone likes to go to nice restaurants on their vacation.
Well, you know what? Let's do this as like you're explaining this to someone who walks into your store. I'll be the person that comes into the store and you sell me on the food of Walt Disney World.
You're going to be Canadian, aren't you?
I'm totally going to be Canadian.
Right.
Oh, hey, Pete, guess what? Me and the missus, we're packing up the maple syrup and we're going down to Orlando. So, I don't want to go. I don't like Disney.
Well, why are you going?
Well, you know, we got the kids and, you know, the wife, she likes to go out and we have to take the kids with us. And I figure, you know, maybe I don't know. I have no choice in my marriage, Pete. Things aren't going too well over in the O'Toole house. By the way, my name's O'Toole. Gladys, I says, Gladys, we're going to Boca this year for our vacation. She says, oh, no, we're not there.
And why not just go to Canada?
Well, we live in Canada.
And you came all the way down here to talk to me?
Where else am I going to get the new copy of Amazing Spider-Man? You know, they banned Spider-Man up in the Great White North.
So why not go to Canada in Epcot?
Peter Mandel, you just blew my mind. Mm-hmm. What's this magical Epcot you're talking about?
Yep, it's an entire theme park, and there's a tiny little small section that's devoted to Canada.
Oh, it's like being You'll home. All I wanted to do was stay home. That was before the whole Boca thing.
And you know who's there in a video? Martin Short. Now you have to go.
Martin Short, he's a treasure. Everyone's kind of like Martin Short.
He's a national treasure for you.
Do they have poutine?
I'm sure they do. That's what everyone says.
Well, why do we have to go to Walt Disney World? We got all that stuff here in Canada, eh?
Right. I thought you should just go back.
You're losing O'Toole.
I'm trying to see which comics O'Toole's buying.
Oh, okay. Alpha Flight.
No, it doesn't come out anymore.
No. All right, so how would you sell him on the food?
I mean, I think the food kind of appeals to everybody, right?
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's like a big one.
So like, are there like specific examples of food that you're using to sway your friend here?
Huh, great question. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever been like, you need to go and try this. You
so,
know,
so
I
how do
think...
you put over the food to them then? Just there's well, good because, food.
Yeah, it's, you know, a lot of people are, especially in this area, are, you know, kind of foodies or want to be foodies.
Yeah.
So if we start talking about it, you know, 9 times out of 10, you could be like, oh, they have that in Disney because it's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Because they kind of seem to have everything.
So, and I think more so than just food is putting over food and wine festival to people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's a definite seller. I usually try not to talk about how the lines get a little long at times.
Oh, yeah. No, you don't let them in on that because then they'll never.
Yeah.
They need to suffer like we suffer. Don't try to talk them out of it. All right. So, I mean, I guess Epcot is kind of a major selling point for a non-Disney fan.
Well, if you're an adult and you're going, and it's different if you're going with kids. Well, you know, I mean, listen, here's the thing. And I actually have someone that comes in my store who has a daughter who goes to Disney and hates it. His wife loves it. His daughter loves it. He goes
oh,
and hates,
hates
it.
And he's like, the daughter hates it.
No, and he's like, I don't know how you guys like this. And it's so funny because I'm like, how, like, if I don't care what it is, if I saw my children having a wonderful time, right. I would have a good time.
Oh, I hate when they're happy.
I'm telling you, this guy is that guy. He is that guy. Like, wow. He's like, no, I'd rather them go without me. I'm just going to stay home. Like, really? Okay.
I'd rather they sit there in misery. We're going to the box factory for vacation this year, by gum.
So, like, a guy like that, you can't really win him over. If he's literally not having a great time, seeing his family have a great time, then, you know, not going to work.
I enjoyed Disney before it was mainstream. The hipsters.
But hipsters.
Then you point out that Disney was always mainstream. Like, from day one.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, so the food, and I mean, do you put over the drinking around the world to people?
I do. I think food and wine's a pretty, you know, big seller.
I do too.
Honestly, again, if you're not talking kids, you know, if you're talking like couples, because the other thing I get all the time is people who are like, oh, we want to go one day, but we're going to wait till we have kids. And I'm like, well,
no!
Yeah, Disney's like a pretty fantastic, like, couples vacation.
It is. And that's one of the things that I will usually try to use to sell someone on it. It's just like, there's so much you can do that's off the beaten path that is not like Disney.
Right.
Not, you know, I might be paraphrasing.
But, right. Not every song's about raking leaves.
Right. Raking leaves. That's. I wish I could like produce that and have it be like the theme for this week's show.
You wait until you see that fall makeover.
Yeah. It's going to totally be the raking leaves song.
Raking leaves. Yes, I hear that more than anything. And I get it, maybe from a cost-conscious sense that people feel like, you know, maybe we should wait. But I feel like everyone should do Disney. And I mean, I know you know a lot of people probably who say, like, oh, we wish we did this before we had kids.
Right.
Because it's, you know, it is. It's such a great couple.
Well, because
once
you're there and you see, like, all the big fancy restaurants and, like, all the stuff like that, you kind of start to wish that you could have experienced it as a couple. Or like,
yeah.
Hey, you and Heather had years to go as a couple before Ethan came along, right?
Yeah, we went quite a lot. At least 10 times.
That's great.
In like 7 years, probably more than that.
I apologize for the, there's like this feedback that's happening right now and I'm trying to like fix it. So,
Wow, is that on your end? I don't hear feedback.
No, you wouldn't hear it. It's like in my headphones. I'm hoping it's probably like annoying people, and we're going to get like, one star, dear Two Men in the Mouse, your electric feedback has ruined my experience listening to this show. It is the most unmagical sound I have ever heard in my life. P.S. You say too much. Signed, Jerk Disney Fan 101. I do not.
And that's the guy who does not like Disney.
Yeah, I do not find this. I do not find this helpful. This review. Can you tell I'm like disillusioned with people lately?
At least you tuned in, Kevin. Come on.
Well, yeah. Thank you for your download. But the people that leave the battery, like they tune in and then make a conscious decision that like, no, I have to bring this down.
Well, some people are like that.
It's up to me. I do love our listeners. I love our audience. Okay, so there's food, there's drinks. I mean, one thing you can definitely put over is golf.
Yeah.
The golf courses are something that I've used to talk to people about it before many, many times. I think golf can be a huge selling point for Walt Disney World. Now, I don't play golf. I've dabbled in the past, but I'm very much not good at it.
Right. Like very not good.
Very not good. Like books could be written about like how to play golf. Like the old Goofy cartoons. Like I'd be Goofy in that instance, like falling all over myself and mostly just making a nuisance of myself to the other people on the golf course.
Right.
But
now I know your buddy Scott, who I met in Disney, right? And then
yeah.
Wasn't he there to golf?
Scott does golf. Yeah, Scott is the golfing lawyer. He always, and by the way, it's funny you bring that up. Scott is going to be the first contestant on Defeat Pete.
Oh, nice.
Our new game show, which I'm hoping to get off the ground next week.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So I got some work ahead of me this week.
Now, is this going to be like a multiple question thing?
I think the first one, it might just be trivia questions, but I'm also toying with the idea of maybe doing it like, here are three facts about Walt Disney World. One of them is false.
Oh, so it's not like there's going to be, like, a section where we have to, like, write an essay or something.
No. There's no math and there's no essay contest.
Oh, good.
So. But, yeah, no. It's, like, yeah, he always goes to golf courses. And I know a bunch of other people that go and play the – play. Is that the – like, hitting the links? Is that golf?
Links? I believe so, yeah.
All right.
It's either that or Zelda.
Yeah. If you're hitting the links, you're likely a monster.
Right.
Which, you know, and in which case I don't want to deal with you. Usually you have to go for the head in that instance or throw a bomb at them. And then, like, but we're getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, so Disney Springs, another thing that I like to promote to people about Disney Vacation, just because it is a cool environment to walk around, do some shopping, eat some really good food. Like, food is a huge thing about Disney Springs now. With Aristocrepes,
right.
And B.B. Wolf's and poutine and, you know, the House of Blues and just Cuban Pete's. Everything food is Disney Springs now. And the live music aspect of it is also tremendous. And the food trucks, too. I mean, unless you get the white rappers. In which case, you're just kind of like, ugh, I'll pass on this. But you've never experienced them. They're like they're like an improv comedy troupe, but they're like,
okay.
I don't find them very funny. Just like two white dudes rapping about the people they see, like, yo, that guy's in a Donald shirt and that lady's wearing a poodle skirt. Like, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, you're rapping about things you see. All right, I get this.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. That was my little freestyle rap right there.
I don't see many women wearing poodle skirts anymore.
This week on Two Men in the Mouse, Kevin reenacts 8 Mile. Could you imagine me, the whitest guy that's ever whited, like trying to reenact 8 Mile?
Like, now, have you ever like heckled these rappers?
No, but like, you think that's how I get my jollies at Disney Springs? To just sit there, like sipping an Angry Orchard. And getting it, oh, this Angry Orchard's getting me angry.
Like, no, but it sounds like maybe they have rapped about you.
No. I don't want them to rap about me, so like I purposely don't go over there. What if one of them's like, What if one of them's a listener and he's hearing me and he's just like, we don't rap about Donald shirts and poodle skirts.
But maybe you're saying it's almost a deterrent. Like, some people aren't going to want to walk by them.
I mean, if you're offended by sketch comedy, then yeah.
Right. Like, you don't want attention brought to you.
Yeah.
You're like, trying to have a nice.
I'm pretty, like, they usually have like a group of people like surrounding them, kind of like a really PC version of 8 Mile when they have the rap battles.
Do they have a DJ?
I'm sure they do. I've never gotten close. Because once again, I don't want to be singled out. So I don't ever get close enough to see.
You have to find out, Kevin.
It's just like, I just see, like, I hear the sick beats they're laying down. I hear joking improv rapping. And then I look over and I see two white guys. And I'm just like, huh. All right.
How you?
And then I go into the Marvel store.
Tonight. You have to go there tonight.
Listen,
what do you do?
I will say that I have foregone a planned trip to the food trucks just because they were performing at the time.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've been like, I'm going to go to the food trucks and get me pierogies and kielbasa. And then as I walk up, I hear, you know, like, look at that guy in the goofy hat. I'm just like, oh, all right, no food trucks for Kevin today.
Oh, you have to go tonight. Seriously, it's Monday night. What do you do? You're not doing anything.
You know what? I was invited to go to the last showing of The Jungle Book, Alive with Magic, but I'm not doing that.
No, because you're going to check out these white rappers.
No, I don't even know when they play. Well, you know, I do know. Every time I'm there. Every single time I'm there.
Oh, you have to go tonight and find out.
Listen, the rest of the live music there is wonderful, and I love them. And listen, if I gave the white rappers a chance, I'm pretty sure I might find some of their observational humor funny. But I've just really never given it a chance.
Oh, I think you have to go. Now, is this like something you would use to sell this to someone who doesn't necessarily like Disney? Be like, hey, there are these white rappers.
Yeah. Well, if you enjoy observational rap humor, boy, have I got the group for you.
Oh, I think it sounds awesome.
Oh, they've got this awesome old guy that plays saxophone, and he's amazing. I love it. He's great. And he's like your stereotypical like old jazz looking guy. And
right?
Just, oh my God, his sax playing is amazing. Dear Two Men and the Mouse, the white community has been a fixture of the rap world for decades. How dare you discriminate against us?
What about Marcel the Magician? Have you ever seen him?
Marcel the Magician? No, is that new?
I don't know, maybe.
Are you looking up live acts?
I'm trying to find out if they're there right now so you can go.
But we're doing the show right now.
I know, but when we're done, you could head right over to Disney Springs.
They'll be done by the time we're done with the show, and I can get over to Disney Springs.
Oh, they're not there today.
Does it say when they're there?
Yeah, Wednesday to Sunday, 7:30 to 11.
7:30 to 11? That's obscene.
Well, I mean, they probably take breaks.
All that observational humor.
And they're called Free Daps, by the way.
Free Daps?
Free Daps.
What does that even mean?
That's like their rap duo name.
Yeah, but what's a dap, and why do I care if one's free or not? Or is it, or is dap like a like some kind of prisoner?
Two exceptional MCs, Air Jordan and Isaac Knox. You should try and get them on the show.
Air Jordan and Isaac Knox. Oh, that's painful.
Come on.
Air Jordan? Come on.
Yeah, well, it's Hair Jordan, actually.
Hair?
Yeah, like, you know, heir to the empire.
Oh, air. Okay. So is he like the heir to Michael Jordan? Is that what they're saying? Like, is he?
No, probably not.
Is he going to fly like an eagle? No?
Come on. You have to see if you can get them on the show.
After I've just spent the last, like, 20 minutes talking about how much I dislike their art?
Well, yeah, because maybe you'll get into it.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. I think, you know what Two Men and the Mouse needs more of? It needs more confrontation.
Well, it does, actually. That'd be great.
Yeah, I'm sure people would love that. Listen, there's plenty of people that enjoy that whole scene. It's not for me. What?
Can you at least go once this week and check it out?
If I'm there and I happen to see it, maybe I'll go over there.
All right.
Okay, so Disney Springs, that's the thing. I mean, you can use Cirque du Soleil, I think, as a drawing point to people. Also, my one big thing is, I think it's something you can use for people in the store, like our friend O'Toole from before. Be like, do you like Star Wars? because they like Star Wars.
Well, Star Wars is a must. As far as selling it to someone who maybe isn't into Disney, Star Wars is a big one.
Star Wars is a big one.
Right.
Yeah, because, I mean, Hollywood Studios doesn't have much right now, but what it does have is a whole lot of Star Wars.
Right.
From themed food to the launch bay to Star Tours to the Jedi Training Academy. I mean, it's like... Like, have you ever dreamed of seeing your child battle Darth Vader? Like, oh, by the way, I saw the most heartbreaking thing the other day. I was there. I was walking past Star Tours, and Jedi Training was going on. And as the kids were, like, just getting up and getting the lightsabers in their hands, the sky opened up and started raining. And they were like, we're canceling the show, folks. And, like, these poor kids had to get off the stage. Oh, I felt so bad.
Oh, that's awful.
Isn't that awful? That never happened to Ethan, did it?
No. No, that would be a bummer.
Yeah, it was a major bummer. And then I went over to Muppets, and Muppets was closed because they were having a technical difficulty.
Called rain.
Yeah. Oh, we can't do the Muppets when it rains, folks. Sorry. Why?
That's a new thing.
Why can't you do it when it rains? Oh, no, you can't ask questions about it. It's a Disney secret. Anywho, more about how to talk to non-Disney people about Disney. Thrill rides.
Okay, thrill rides usually works.
Are you showing me pictures of Hare Jordan and...
Yeah. But look, it's them with Mickey and Minnie. Oh, I lost it.
Oh, no.
But you would love this. These are guys just like you, brother.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
How are they just like me?
Because they love Disney just like you do.
I don't know if they love Disney. There they are. That'd be them.
Come on. You're going this week to check them out.
You know what? Maybe if I do, I'll be like, you know what? Free dap. I'm a fan. Look, now.
You see they're giving Mickey and Minnie a dap in the picture?
A dap?
You know, a dap, like a fist bump.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You call it a dap?
It's a dap.
How is that called a dap?
What do you mean? That's what it's always been called.
It's called a fist bump. Why is it called a dap? Like, what does dap mean?
I don't know.
Well, my old job, DAP meant Daily Action Plan, and that was how you had to, like, spell out your whole day, like, for work, so...
Oh, so that's why you don't like them.
Yeah. Listen, they do... I'm sure they do a good show if I stop to watch them. It's just, I like hearing the actual... Like, I like hearing the actual music that goes on there. Like the actual, like, instruments playing and people singing. Like, there's electric string quartet that's amazing. Like, there's really good music there. Sit in the official Two Men and the Mouse rocking chairs outside of the guest relations area. And just there's a band that plays right there. Like, it's really good.
I still think, they're probably just as good. Their instruments are their, like, vocal cords and their minds.
And their sick beats that they lay down.
Right.
Okay. All right, Peter Mandela, I'll follow you. I'll follow you all in on this one.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I will broaden my horizons. I will open my mind to free DAP.
All right. Good.
Okay. We good on this now? We can move along.
Yeah. Start selling this to the non-Disney fan.
Animal Kingdom. You don't think you could sell it to an animal lover?
Maybe.
Just like, have you ever wanted to see a lion? Like, no, that sounds horrifying.
Is that how you would sell it?
You ever want to see a lion? This is your place.
Oh, that's funny.
What else you got? You got nothing, do you?
I really like the white wrapper aspect of it.
You're really fixating on the white wrappers right now.
I'm fascinated by it. I think I'm almost as fascinated as your disapproval of them.
Look, I really think it's just the fact that, like, I go over there wanting to hear music, and sometimes I hear people rapping about, like, what people are wearing.
Okay.
All right. You want to hear what our friends around the world had to say about this?
Yeah.
Because we've offered, like, I feel like maybe they'll offer better advice than we have at this point, because this is kind of degenerated. Kate Smith from Mouselaneous Discussion says, good steaks, drinking around and snacking around the world, and fireworks shows.
You know what? It's so funny, because she's probably right about that. Like, we probably tend to take the fireworks shows for granted.
Yeah. Do you like things exploding in the sky? If so.
But everybody likes fireworks.
Not everybody.
A lot of people like fireworks.
I don't know. My cousin Allison hated them when we were kids. She would run away crying all the time.
Some people like fireworks.
Travis Garrett says, do you hate happiness? Because if you do, this probably isn't for you. Do you hate happiness? Because I got some white wrappers to recommend. Cheryl Pavia says, I focus on the food and beverage options and the high-quality entertainment, from evening fireworks in the parks to talented musicians in Disney Springs.
Including free tap.
Including free tap. Leah Alton says, I emphasize the Disney bubble. It is an escape from the real world. Transportation is provided, and there are plenty of areas that cater to adults. Disney Springs, monorailing to bars, drinking and snacking around the world. Basically, anything you want to do on vacation, Disney has you covered.
You know, that can't be understated either. I mean, the fact that, I know this is going to sound silly, but the fact that I don't have to drive.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a plus. That's a plus.
Awesome.
It's definitely a plus. Chris Babelski says, going as a group and experiencing it with the kids, if that fails because some of my friends are heartless, we talk about drinking around the world at Epcot. Jillian Lasseter says, Food and Wine Fest. Justin Little says, I've been trying for months. Usually Food and Wine wins. Cheryl Pavia says, our first trip as a family, I continuously reminded my husband what a bargain it was taking our 2.5-year-old for free. Megan DeFord says, resorts. food, golf, spa, tours, and oddly most non-Disney people end up loving Animal Kingdom. Look at that.
Really? Interesting.
Look at that. You ever want to see a lion? You ever want to see a lion? I says to them, and they're like, boy, do I. Cruise and land seem like a good entryway, too. Ben Power says, to two non-Disney fans that I convinced to run the Star Wars half marathon with me in April, it's centered around Star Wars, booze, food, and booze. If it's a different age group, however, it's totally a different discussion. Sarah Coyle says there's such a thing as non-Disney fans. And Monica Pinto from the Mouse in Our House podcast here on the White Dragon Podcast Network says, I tell them about the magic of watching the wonder and joy in children's eyes and incredible memories that they'll have, the emotion they'll feel watching their children interact with the characters and discover the dark rides and shows, the awesomeness of the nightly shows such as Wishes, and I always say that every child deserves a trip to Disney. That is a rite of passage, and how adults will live a second childhood for those few days as well. I guess watching the wonder and joy she says their children's eyes. I thought it said in a child's eyes, because I was about to be like, well, hopefully it's your child that you're watching, and I'm like... Look at that kid over there. I want to watch the wonder and joy in his eyes.
He's just sitting on his dad's shoulders.
Yeah. I got no choice but to watch the wonder and joy in his eyes because I can't see the show. Sarah Coyle says, I tell people just that we love it. It's worth every dime. And I have little desire to go other places because we can get it all at Walt Disney World. Also, remembering when people bring up their kids remembering it, I tell them my 4-year-old still talks about his first trip when he was an older two every single day. It helps having pictures on my phone because my kids look at them every day and we talk about these pictures and memories. Andrew Zona says, monorail. If people aren't impressed by a monorail, then I don't want to be friends with them. All right.
That is a bold statement.
Tim Elbing says, Disney for adults, food and wine, the great restaurants, and many of them Michelin star and Zagat rated. So that is true. Adam Blistein says, food and wine in Epcot is always a big sell. Kimberly Hankins says, hype up the service plan for them so they don't seem overwhelmed and clueless. That's another good thing. Offering to help them plan is a good way to do it.
Yeah, agreed.
Or sending them to Dave.
Right.
Because Dave will take care of it. Dave's got you covered.
Like, Dave, we're gonna send a bunch of Disney haters your way.
Yeah. All right, Weikert, convince me. Make me go to this place that I hate. Zach Adams says, I don't. The last thing I need is more confused patrons in front of me in the Dole Whip line. That's actually a good plan. Why should I go to Disney? You shouldn't.
Well, that's very funny.
More room for me. Jason Dan Sisson says, food and wine definitely seems to strike a chord. Oh, geez. One of my good friends, Dana, checking in for the first time ever on the show.
Really?
She says, I've been trying to pump up my fiance for months about our Disney mini honeymoon. He's never been, but agreed to make it my dream come true. He's about as excited as someone who's about to get their teeth cleaned. However, he doesn't know what to expect and is sure he will have a great time once we get there. I think it's really hard to describe it to non-Disney people, and it's something that the magic of the experience just has to speak for itself.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that. It's hard. You know, if the person's never been there, a lot of times it's almost like, you know, in retail, they always say, like, you got to put the item in the person's hands.
Right.
You know, like, they got to actually experience it. And I think it's the same thing. Now, I think the real trick is, I know people have gone to Disney and they didn't like it. And I'm like, okay, I can't really help you too much.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I mean? You are convinced that you don't like it.
I know.
But, you know, that's the thing. You kind of have to convince them to go, which sometimes takes major convincing. Because you know when they get there, you have to do very little. Because very little. Disney overwhelms very few, you know, doesn't overwhelm very few people, right. You know?
And I think going in and having a plan is definitely the best way to do that.
Well, yeah.
All right. So thank you to all of our friends from around the world. If you want to contribute to a future topic on Two Men and the Mouse, please check out our Facebook discussion group, which is facebook.com/groups/Two Men and the Mouse. All right, Pedro, you about ready?
I think so.
About that time?
About that time.
That's going to do it for Two Men and the Mouse this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. This was kind of a random assortment of ideas that kind of got derailed, but thank you to our friends around the world for contributing. You guys kind of saved this one.
I'm glad they had a lot of good ideas.
Yeah, because we didn't. Please, folks, give our social media pages some love. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/twomenandthemouse. We are also on Twitter at White Dragon P. We're on Twitter at Two Men and the Mouse and White Dragon and at White Dragon PN for the network. White Dragon Podcast Network can be found on Facebook at facebook.com/WD Podcast Network. And check out our discussion group, facebook.com/groups/Two Men and the Mouse. If you want your questions answered on the show, please send an email to questions@twomenandthemouse.com. And if you like the show, please tell a friend, tell a family member, talk it up, tweet it out, give us a rating and review in iTunes. Every little bit helps us out tremendously, and it's only through your kind words that this show will continue to grow. If you love our good friend Peter Mandel, check him out at his comic book store, Rogue Comics, in Cranford, New Jersey at 105 North Union Avenue, Cranford, New Jersey, 07016, or visit roguecomics.com, where you can find a link to Pete's eBay store. If you are planning a trip to Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Adventures by Disney, any Disney resort throughout the known world, or Aulani out in Hawaii, please give our good friend and sponsor, Dave Weikert of Magical Travel, a call, who will plan your Disney vacation for you at no additional cost to you. And of course, folks, please remember, if you want to apply the wisdom of Walt to your daily life, check out The Wisdom of Walt by Jeff Barnes. You can find that at thewisdomofwalt.com. The book which helps you use the example Walt Disney set while building Disney World and apply it to your own, or Disneyland, and apply it to your own daily life. Sorry, I gave like the wrong information. And folks, if you are renting a crib or stroller on your next vacation, please check out kingdomstrollers.com, where they will deliver the crib or stroller of your dreams right to your Disney resort for up to 50% less than Disney Parks charge. And for me, folks, please just check out my book, Ross and Auntie. You can find it on Amazon currently in the vintage edition in paperback and ebook formats for just a little while longer. Pete, I finished the second one.
Yeah, so you're done, right? Now, when is it? Is there
no release date? No release date yet. It's the publisher's got it, and they have to do a bunch of things. But we'll have a release date for the re-release of the first one plus the second one coming up soon.
Now, let me ask you a question. The re-release of the first one, is the content going to be any different than the
vintage edition? I mean, just edit. It's going through another round of edits, but like nothing like different. Like nothing, okay. like wildly different with the story. But it's going to be cleaned up because, you know, self-publishing, you can only do so much by yourself.
Right. No bonus pages, no behind the scenes writing.
No, that would have been a good idea, though.
It is a good idea, right?
Yeah. Okay, so please check out my Facebook page. You can find that over at facebook.com/KevinJKesslerAuthor, or follow me on Twitter at KevinJKessler. Folks, thank you so much for joining us again this and every week. Pete, any closing words?
Better show next week. I will have some ideas next week.
Good. All right. All right, folks, please keep the magic alive every day of your lives. We will see you next week on Two Men and the Mouse.
So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
If you're standing, please hold on to the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the monorail stops completely and the doors open. If this concludes your visit, we hope you've had a wonderful time and will return home safely. Thank you for traveling with us.